Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you're looking for a great spot to pregame before the Titans game at Nissan Stadium, stop by John Bon Jovi's and pregame with 102.5 The Game. JBJ's has the best food on Broadway, cold beer and cocktails and stunning skyline views, including two epic rooftops. Pregame show brought to you by Tennessee Brew Works and Old National Bank. Tennessee is taking on Oklahoma tomorrow, in a game that is basically a college football playoff game tomorrow. We'll see what that looks like. You're right. There is a chance that Oklahoma could end up 9-3, and you look at their schedule, and it's like, well, they might get in. It might happen for them at that point. But Tennessee, I think for sure, has to win out here and get to 10-2 if they're going to have a chance. And again, like if you're a Vols fan, you go back to, you know, if you make a play or two, if you make a kick in the Georgia game, you're sitting in a pretty good spot right now when it comes to making the college football playoff. But Tennessee, I think, definitely going to have to win out. And there are some that think Tennessee could win out, and it's still not a guarantee that they're in at that point, too. So that, you know, depends on what you were talking about in the last segment of everything, how it shakes out, what that picture ends up looking like, how many 10-2 teams are there at the end of the year, how many SEC teams are 10-2. How does that whole picture shake out? But a big game at Neyland Stadium tomorrow. They got the dark mode jerseys. Vols fans fired up heading into this one, Joe.
Yes, yes. I'm sure it'll be an amazing atmosphere despite the uniforms. People are like, oh, who is this? Oh, that's our team. That's right.
How many people in the building do you think won't know which team is out there tomorrow?
I mean, I could, like, of a certain age, maybe. At least initially confused for a minute.
Do we think Adam Sparks will know which team is playing tomorrow? Let's head to our phone line and figure it out. Let's welcome in Adam Sparks to the program from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Adam, good morning. How are we doing, man?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Rex Road, big-time hater of the dark mode jerseys. Do you? Is he too much of a boomer? Where do we come down on the dark mode jerseys?
Is Joe 100 years old all of a sudden?
I think so.
I just like good uniforms and not crappy ones.
They're fine. I don't know. I kind of like when they put out like the videos and the sci-fi look and all that sort of stuff. And I actually hate hype videos. I mean, I don't care anything about them. I never watch them. I watch that one every year because it's fun.
Yeah. Wow.
If you make something of it, which they do, I think 90% of the gimmicks that's done around college football are useless. But Tennessee fans tend to do all the things that they're told to do, wear this, sit in this section with this color on, they react to this certain music and these lights that play only in these certain games and the uniforms. So it really depends on whether or not your fan base actually buys into it. Tennessee fans actually do for whatever reason.
Yeah, have some of that, Rex Road. That's okay. What I'm talking about heading into this. So on the field, it's basically a playoff game for Tennessee in this game tomorrow, Adam. The offense has been really good throughout the year. The defense has been very hit or miss. What do you make of Tennessee's defense, where things stand with that right now, and I guess your confidence level in them heading into this matchup at home tomorrow, which is a place where they basically don't lose under Josh Heupel unless it's Georgia?
Yeah, defense, I think there's probably three things that have led to this downturn. The smallest and the third one is I think they missed in recruiting a lot in the secondary 2 years ago and 3 years ago. If you look back at those classes, they had to supplement it with the transfers, which they did wonderfully well. Jermon McCoy, Colton Hood. Second reason is, I think the biggest one is injuries. I mean, I know a lot of teams can say that. And it's not even just Jermon McCoy. I mean, if Jermon McCoy is healthy this season, they beat Georgia. And the defense is probably at least a letter grade better. If Ricky Gibson doesn't get hurt in the opener, I think they probably beat Georgia. And the defense is not really good, but it's serviceable, and Tennessee's in the hunt for the SEC title game. So injuries have a lot to do with it. I have a theory too that, you know, Tim Banks's defense, I've been told, that is pretty complex. And I think last year he was sort of teaching that to 400 level students, and you know, fifth year, sixth year, even seventh year seniors, guys that have been there forever and almost everybody in that defense was older last year. And this year you've got some older, you've got a lot younger. This is the youngest team Josh Heupel's ever had. You have some transfers, and so you have a mixture of that. And I think he probably needs to simplify things. I think he's still coaching in the mode that he did last year. And you talk to players every week, and they say, you know, you ask what the problems are. And they say, well, 10 guys did this right, one guy didn't. And that's almost every play. Well, it's maybe you need to simplify it for that one guy rather than waiting for that one guy to catch up. So I think an adjustment in the scheme is needed.
Jermod McCoy will suit up and play for the Vols on what day?
Not this Oklahoma game. I think it's a decent chance after the bye week.
How much of a difference are we talking there? I mean, you know, with the way Hood is playing, how much of a difference are we talking?
And by the way, let me just say before anybody freaks out, that's not definitive. I'm just saying if you're asking.
You just reported it. Headline. Tweet it.
Yeah. New Mexico State or Florida, I think one of those two. I think he's getting much closer, and they got a bye week coming. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how effective Jermod McCoy is going to be. Is it going to be a first-round pick, A-plus guy when he comes out there? I don't think so. It's been a year. But is he a B-minus type guy, or can he play at a high level for 25 snaps?
Yeah.
So that can help them, and maybe if you can get him out there playing to that level by the Florida game, then suddenly you know you have your freshman corner instead of playing 70 snaps, he's playing 45 snaps, and I just think that would make a big difference. It's not just that they're having some bad plays made in some of their secondary; it's that you've got guys that were supposed to be playing 30 snaps or playing 70, and you're just going to have mistakes late in games when you put that kind of volume on guys.
Adam, it was obviously not the start to the season that David Sanders wanted, dealing with the injury, but he's gotten in there. He's gotten settled in now. I think he's looked pretty darn good, especially for a freshman. What have been your thoughts of the way that he's played and the way that the line as a whole has played?
Yeah, he's looked good. He's looked what you would hope a five-star freshman would look like. It's better each week. I do think, though, they have to make some decisions, I think, going into this game and saying, this is our – whatever their best five is, this is their best five. We're going to stick with this best five as long as we can. Because I do think there's a little bit of a temptation to get cute, a little too cute with their rotation up front. I mean, last game they played like seven guys. The game before that they played eight guys. And it wasn't just for a couple plays. They were rotating guys all around. Jesse Perry's a right tackle. Then he's a right guard. Then he's only a right tackle, and you're not playing him at guard, which means you're probably taking one of your best five linemen off the field just because you don't want to move him different positions. Wendell Moy is a right guard one series, then he's a left guard. You know, Sham is out there some. It's just – and they've had to rotate centers a little bit because of an injury to Sam Pendleton. I just think if you know who your best five are and there are no injuries or exhaustion in the game, it's okay to go the entire game with five guys. Again, injuries happen, but I think they've rotated a little too much just to sort of like try out all the parts, and you can lose some continuity in that. And suddenly late in games, guys are not playing to their full potential because they haven't been in the same spot or with the same guys the whole game.
Okay, Adam, I hate to look past this very big game, huge game here, but I gotta hit you up on a couple things related to Vanderbilt. For people who don't know, Adam Sparks covered Vanderbilt for a long time. So first of all, if it comes down to the way it might be shaping up here, which is like Tennessee Vanderbilt playing for a playoff spot, I mean, maybe this is an obvious question, but that's the biggest Tennessee Vanderbilt game of all time. How big will that be in the state? And then also, as you look here at the school and the athletic department that you covered for so long, how blown away are you by what is happening at Vanderbilt right now?
Yeah, I mean, it would be enormous if that happened, and it's very plausible. I mean, Tennessee could go you could sell me on 8-4, but you could also sell me on 10-2. I think if Tennessee beats Oklahoma, I think they'll win in the swamp, and so I think you could have that set up. And I don't think Vandy's going to fall off a cliff. So I think it's very plausible you get that. Winner gets in the playoff game against Vanderbilt, Tennessee, if Tennessee wins this weekend. It's crazy. It's I would hear things when I covered Vandy about, hey, we're really gonna dedicate ourselves to football, and it's gonna happen, and here's how it's gonna happen. You say, eh, maybe, but you said this many times before. I mean, Candace Lee is part of it. Chancellor's part of it. When you put actual like structures in, it tells everybody that you mean business. So when I saw a lot of the renovations to the stadium, I said, okay, this is real. This is real money. Those are real bricks. Clark Lee, the fact that a lot of schools get an alum, but you sometimes just get an alum because they're an alum. He's an alum, but also a guy that would be high in the candidate at a lot of other schools. So you know the planets align there. My biggest question is when Diego Pavia leaves, whenever that is, whenever that is, can you replace him not just as a quarterback but sort of as a tone setter? If you can do that in this era, in this NIL transfer portal era, with that coach, they can win long term. Like, they can keep doing this and they can be in the playoff hunt for many, many years. But I am curious if they can replace all that Diego Pavia gives them, and I don't mean just his yards and his touchdowns.
Adam, last thing for you here. You know, Oklahoma has a very talented defense. Tennessee's offense obviously has been spectacular for most of the season. And they're playing a game at home where their offense just usually rolls. So are we just resigned to the fact that Tennessee's offense is going to get into the 30s here? What do we make of that matchup for Tennessee's offense and Oklahoma's defense?
Yeah, I mean, a game in the 20s, Oklahoma feels great about. A game in the 30s or more, Tennessee feels great about. I mean, I think at this point in the year, you just have to look at it and say, this is either like what Tennessee was in 2021 or maybe 2022. And that was, you know, you're going to score 40, and you don't think the opponent can get to 40, so you're going to win. Now, the difference between those two seasons is the 21 defense just could never get over the hump. The 22 defense, in certain games, would make a couple of big plays where you would say the defense wasn't great tonight, but, hey, it did make those two plays to help its offense. That's the difference that this one's got to do. And, I mean, this defense can do it. This defense leads the country in forced fumbles. This defense is top 10 in sacks and tackles for loss. They make a lot of game-changing plays. They just give up a ton of yards, and they're bad on third down. They're bad in the red zone. It doesn't take a lot from this defense. It takes a couple of turnovers. It takes a few sacks, and they can do that. And if they could, you could get a high-scoring game, give it back to your offense, and that's the type of game that Tennessee wants to play.
Wow, great stuff as always, man. Hope you enjoy what's going to be an awesome game tomorrow. Enjoy the dark mode jerseys as well, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Everybody loves the dark mode jerseys.
That's right.
Except for the boomers.
Right. That is right. We'll Adam Sparks y'all. From the Thanks Knoxville Sparks. News Sentinel, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We got the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. This is 102.5 The Game.